So it's, Christ, what time is it? 10 to 1. 10 to 1. 10 to 1 on a Friday morning, I guess. And I've been out drinking in London with friends. I've been to Soho, and I've been to the GitHub drink up in London, which was highly underwhelming. Compared to what I'm looking at now in my garden, which is a sky, a mesmeric circular sky, pinpointed with a spastic dog, but also a luminous moon. And we went to this thing, which was GitHub drink up. GitHub put on some beers in London. And on the rooftop, I was reminded of the reason I was upset at and nauseated by my last experience at South by Southwest, which was this insular, fashion-driven, horrible thing that I'm part of as a developer. I've got to go and pacify this dog. Hang on, it's Lottie from next door, who's the puppy who lives next door, who's going ballistic, who needs some alpha male attention. But we talk and consider all of these subjects these days. Internet privacy, the more digital we become, the more we have to curate and consider our content. And as I stand under this static, cosmic, eternal sky, about to walk across and pacify this puppy, I increasingly feel that I'm in the wrong field. I'm most happy... Shh! Lottie! I'm most happy when I'm... Lottie, shh. Most happy when I'm exploring words and considering language with like-minded people. I'm acutely aware at the moment that I have to get up in 5 hours and trawl my way back into London to work for an engine, The Economist, you know, a big engine of content. And all I really want to do is fuck off into the woods with a tent or have a simple beer with people I love and ask and consider and understand the things that make them happy or sad and experience joy in my life. You know, and as I stand here wandering about in the cold, waiting for the quickening of spring to infect the bushes and plants of this beautiful garden I live in, I just stand here now, and I've turned 180 degrees to look at my house. And all I see at the moment is a silhouette of this 200-year-old building. Behind it, in silence, framed in silence, is a massive sky. Slow-moving, oozing clouds. In the middle of the sky, an impossibly luminous moon that's been impossibly luminous for millennia. And the only thing I'm interested in understanding is the inescapability of death, the relationship of my bones and my skin and my frame, this irrelevant frame of mine, to this light, and how I get up tomorrow and make sense out of this. All the people I love, all the people I enjoy spending time with, understand this. All the people who don't understand this disturb and freak me.